One's a movie buff. One watches movies just enough. Together, fun will be had by all. This is Nadie and Katie at the Movies. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Nadie and Katie at the Movies. I'm your host, Nathan, a.k.a. Nadie, of course. And with me on today's episode is my good friend, Katie. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I am just doing fantastic. I'm kind of in a weird headspace because I don't hate the TV show we're reviewing today, but I also didn't love it. So I have mixed feelings, and I can't wait to find out what we watched for this episode. This episode today, we did not talk much at all about our thoughts. So this is one of the few times we're just getting a pure, unfiltered version of what we thought of. What was our show this time?
It is the 5-season cop drama Southland, which features a lot of, to me anyway, well-known actors. And so before we can get into the show and what we thought about it, we got to go over the synopsis, which is actually really short. Southland is about the lives of police officers working for the LAPD. That's
yeah, that's pretty spot on.
And it stars Michael Cutlitz, Sean Hottasy, I'm saying his name wrong, Regina King, Ben McKenzie, and it has some special guest stars, one of which is an actress that I believe you've stated before that you are a fan of, Miss Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu, yes, yeah. I do really like her.
So let's just get right to our likes and dislikes. When we first started watching, I know both Katie and I, it was kind of like a slow burn kind of. And also, it's only showing on the streaming service Tubi, which is free. It's free, yeah. But with that, it comes commercials. And so we had to sit through commercials. So it's basically like watching on TV. And I think that's one of the reasons why I kind of had a hard time getting into it, because I was like, I don't want to sit through commercials. But so what were your first thoughts of this cop drama?
See, I think we may be different here. My first thoughts are pretty similar to my final thoughts, which if you want me to come right into it, I don't have a ton of positive to say, but from the very beginning, this is not my style, right? I Love Lucy. It's comedy, funny. A cop drama? No, not really my thing. I will say, just to give some backstory, I did in college go through a really big Law & Order SVU phase, which is really dark, so I don't know why I was in that phase, but I'm not quite the same as some of the women in my generation who are very into mysteries and all these podcasts of murder mystery. Just violence, especially when it's so realistic, to me is just not something I'm going to watch every day. Again, I'm just commenting on the content versus the actual show itself. Just, that's real thing happening to real people. Just, we're watching the violence that happens every day on the streets of LA and in many cities all across the country. I don't need to see that. It's depressing.
As an actor, I lean more towards focusing on the acting in this show. I thought the acting was very well done. I thought everyone did a great job portraying their characters. Ben McKenzie, I don't know if you know this, was on Gotham, where he played Commissioner Gordon, so he's used to playing cop roles. He did a really good job. Content wise, I didn't really have that big of a problem with the violence, and I don't know if what that says about me, but I am a fan of like the Saw movies, so like I can sit through,
yeah,
you know, the difference. Really gross stuff.
But it's not just the violence, Nathan. It's also just the darkness. Like the very first episode, a 10-year-old girl gets kidnapped, and you think, obviously, you're like, this is the first pilot episode, like the cops are gonna be the good guys and they solve the day. But like the episode ends and the detective finds ants and realizes the ants lead to a trail of the little girl's body, and it's like, okay, first episode. Like, that's just so dark. And then I mean, it follows, I actually didn't watch the episode, it wasn't on our central list, the little girl that tries to help the cops. She sort of like rats out her. It's a lot of gang violence, by the way. So content wise, also like tons of gangs, and you see how gangs affect these neighborhoods. But this little girl's like trying to do her best to be ratting out all the gangs. Does she die? Like, I never, that wasn't in her episodes essential. So what happens to her?
Yeah, I don't know either, because yeah, like Katie said, we went through an essential list because there's like a plethora of episodes and we ain't got time to watch every single one. We did that with I Love Lucy too. And so we ain't got time for that. But I will say, from what we watched, it doesn't seem like you miss that much when you watch the essential episodes. Obviously, the girl, the teenage girl who helps them, they don't really talk about her in other episodes. So it's not clear what happens to her, unless
not looking good.
Obviously, if you watch them in order, which again, we ain't got time for that.
Yeah, but well, I watched the essential episodes in order, and I will say, for the most part, not till you get to season 1, 2, and 3, it's the same characters. But once you, there's some characters pass away, and so like season 4 and 5 is where you start getting new people that you might be like, wait, who's this? Where'd they come from?
And that was the thing too we talked about before we, you know, dove even deeper into the show, that at first we're like, we don't care about these characters. But then as I kept watching it, I'm like, I do care about these characters. And I did find myself getting sad when some of them died. And it just, again, goes back to how, to the acting and the relationships that are built. And I think that's why in our essential list, we used a list of like the top 15 episodes. And low on the list are like episodes from the earlier seasons. And then high on the list are like 4 and 5 seasons. And so it just shows that this show obviously gets better as it kept going. And so I guess that's a testament to how well done this show was. Cause usually it's like the first couple of seasons are like awesome, and then it kind of dies down. But it seems like this show was like the complete opposite. And I think it has everything to do again with the acting. And I actually enjoyed the storylines. Again, I don't know what this says about me. I don't know if it says if I'm morbid, but I think the storylines were compelling. The relationships were built really well. So like when characters passed away, you actually felt for the other characters that are dealing with the aftermath of that. And so I thought it was a good show. I thought it was good. Are there things I didn't like? Yes. But I'll let you go first. I mean, you've already listed what you didn't like.
Well, there's more things, trust me. I will say too, like, so the synopsis was so brief, but yes, there are definitely different character arcs. So like you've got sort of partnerships, like you have these two characters and sort of there, you know, because you're following just like you would follow in the cop car. So each partner pair kind of has their own things they deal with, or detectives. And every once in a while they all cross paths and such. But okay, one negative being you don't really see as much of the personal life. I wanted, if it's going to be a drama, I wanted to see a lot more of, and I thought the moments that were included were powerful when they brought in the life of the family or spouse or relationship, like maybe lack of a relationship because of their job. And I think that really brought a real side of the what it's like to be a police officer. Like they're not making big bucks. So some of them were like living in tough living conditions or trying to make ends meet or like having drama with their spouses a lot because of course the job and the stress of it. Like there's a high divorce rate in that community, unfortunately, because it's a very high stress situation and you're not guaranteed to have your spouse come home safe every night. So I wish there was a lot more integrated there. And then the other thing that like really annoyed me was Ben. So the guy, he played the like main hottie from the OC TV show. His name is Ben in the show. And they just played up like he was a rookie for seasons 1, 2, and 3. So like it was the same trope, the same kind of comments and joke and like, oh, all right, rookie. Like for 30 episodes, I'm like, we get it. He's new. Like they... It drove me nuts. I felt like they should have been done with that season 1 and just let him be on the force and be normal. So that also annoyed me. And then my last thing would be the character Dewey. I mean, he's supposed to be annoying, but the fact that he just kept being allowed to come back on the force, I guess he's the reason people say like defund the police, because this guy's like corrupt, horrible, makes poor choices, is addicted to alcohol, continues to work for the force, like goes to rehab and comes back. He's a total jack wagon, sexist. And he's like stays on the show. Like I thought they were going to kick him off and he showed back up again.
Yeah, I was surprised that the episode where he basically takes the cop car and drives it around like a crazy person and flips over the cop car and almost kills his fellow police officer in the process of doing this. I thought that would have got him kicked off the force, but it didn't. And yeah, I thought that was kind of weird too. And I mean, I guess it's just to show the different types of cops that are out there, and yeah, you know, they're good cops, bad cops, and they all have to work together and try to bring justice. But I'll go into some of my dislikes. There weren't that many. We already talked about the first one, that at first the show was kind of slow and kind of had a hard time getting into it. But as it picked up, and again, according to our list, that's what fans thought as well. The other dislike is the language. This obviously is not a show that you could watch with your children. So that was probably another reason why.
It should be a given.
Well, to be honest, I mean, we talked about this before we started recording. I actually didn't finish the essential list because I don't have time to watch it when I get home because we have two kids and I don't have time to sit down and watch it. So that's why I actually wasn't able to finish it. And I'm assuming you were able to finish it because you just sat with Ben and watched it the whole time.
Yeah, no. I had to like watch it while I was doing other stuff. I mean, here's another point that shows that I don't like it. I was just like fast forwarding. Like I wanted plot, especially because I was just sort of rushing through maybe if I'd given it more of a chance and sat with it. But just to get through the episodes, I'd like, oh, this is about to be a gang bust scene. Skip. Like there's no plot development here. It was a slow burn. I just couldn't get into it. You should finish though, Nathan, because the very last, like the whole series ends on quite a like depressing and sad cliffhanger. Like I'll tell you right now, they did not plan to end on season 5, episode 10. Like that was not the plan, because the way it ends, you're like, what? I want to ask you, and this may be my last commentary on the show as a whole, is I didn't like any of the characters. There was none that just was like, man, I really like this person. I kind of liked the girl, the blonde girl. I don't even remember her name. Chicky, I think is what they call her. She was probably my favorite, but who was your favorite character, or maybe who was your least favorite?
Well, I liked Michael Cutlet's character. He was the John Cooper. Yeah, he had the bad back. And I thought it was kind of funny because there's one of the episodes I just finished. Him and Lucy Liu are driving and they're like, she says, do you know what they call us now? They call us the Walking Dead. And I thought that was funny because Michael Cutlet's ended up being on the Walking Dead TV show. So I thought that was kind of funny. And I liked his character. I actually liked Ben McKenzie's character. I actually ended up liking a lot of the characters because, like I said, I cared about their relationships. I thought they did a good job at building their characters. Again, it was a slow burn of doing that, but once it got started, I actually was invested, and I am excited about finishing, even though now you're making me sad that it ends on a cliffhanger because I hate when shows do that. But I thought it was a good show. I think it's up there, in my opinion, it's up there with the Law and Order kind of shows.
Oh, that's a good question. Would you put it up there?
I'll say this. I'm glad that this was on our list because I don't think I would have ever watched it. It's one of those things where I'm excited about the list that we're doing with the movies and TV shows because we're watching stuff. Yes, some things we've seen before, like Aladdin and I Love Lucy. But there's going to be things on this list that you and I probably never would have thought of watching. And then we start watching it and I end up liking it. So I that's what happened with this show. I ended up liking it. So I think we're done talking about it. So we can just go ahead and rate it. So I'm going to assume that you're going to rate it pretty low. So I'm going to let you rate it first because I'm going to rate it actually pretty high.
It's not my genre. I also was never really brooding. I liked John too, I forgot to say, but I was never really brooding strongly for his character. So I'm going to give it a 2.
Yeah, I figured you'd be rating it pretty low. I'm actually going to give it a surprising 4.5 out of 6. I thought it was good. I did. Obviously, there's flaws like the language and the slow pacing at times. But other than that, I thought the acting was great. I thought the action was great. The storylines intrigued me. And so it's getting a 4.5 from me. And before I let our listeners know what we're going to be watching next week, if you've been following on our social media platforms, you'll know that I am on a journey to watch every single Best Picture nominee for the Oscars. And by the time this episode drops, I only have one movie left to watch because I'm not rewatching Barbie and other movies.
That's impressive. I've seen. Impressive.
But I'm actually really excited. And the more I watch these movies, the more I'm like, man, any of these movies could win. Do I think that some of them should win? No. But any of these movies that are nominated could win. And it's crazy. That episode of the Oscar prediction is going to come up the Saturday before the Oscars. So March 9th, I believe, is when that episode will drop. Katie is not going on this journey with me.
Yeah, no, I just need to know what I'm watching next.
Okay. But anyway, so March 9th is when the Oscar episode is going to drop. So take a quick listen of what we're going to be listening and watching next episode.
Ah, quelle année, quelle classe! Ah, j'en ai connu des crétins! Mais au moins, ils étaient discrets!
Il faut que je disparaisse, tu comprends? Il faut que je vive ma vie.
Ah, bah, faut demander, mon vieux. Faut aller de l'avant. Sinon, tu seras jamais dans la course.
J'aime pas les petits malades dans l'espèce! Touche pas le chapeau!
Le matin à toute sa part.
On le laissait plutôt libre.
Trop peut-être.
Tenez, vous croyez qu'il écoute là?
If you didn't understand a word that was said in that trailer, it's because we're watching a French movie, a classic French movie called The 400 Blows. And
what in the world?
Hey, again, we're taking this journey on this list and we're going to watch movies that we never would have thought of watching. So we're going to be watching The 400 Blows. It is available on Max, formerly known as HBO Max, because it is a classic. I think it was like in the 1950s or something that this movie was made. And so I'm excited.
So just, I'm assuming there's English subtitles.
Yes. Anyway, so that's what we're watching for next week. See, this is what happens, Katie, when you say you're going to go through the list and tell me movies that you don't want to watch, and then you don't do that. I'm sorry. I have to just go through the list by myself. So this is what happens. So, Katie, do you have anything you would like to say to end this episode of Southland?
It just had me thinking, I don't think I want to go to LA anymore.
Good times. Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms. And if there's a movie that you want us to watch, feel free to contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.